Seder? Okay, we're on the sugi over here at Dafdalet Amud Aleph. We're expanding our horizons in terms of the world of Avos Nezikin into the world of Rav Hoshea, and Yirtzeh Hashem also will get to the world of Rav Chiya. And there are some very, very basic theorems that we have to work on in terms of this expansion. Tani Rav Hoshea, Shlosh Esrei Avos Nezikin, that he adds in the world of Shomrin, he adds in the world of Adam HaMazik, and then he adds all that to the Mishnah. Hareis Chaser, you get to 13. And that's a given, that there's room for all of this, and then the question is only why we have the Tana of our Mishnah mentioning only 4 out of the 13. Rashi points out, Avos, Kari Lahanas Niksiva Mikra, right, that we already posited. Sorry, everything okay? We already posited that to be an av as opposed to a tolda, you're dealing with that which is in the pasuk. And so Rashi points out that each of these 13 have a pasuk that are attached to them. Fine, but l'chora, what Rashi is sort of leaving unspoken is that we're talking over here about avos nezikin. Are all of these categories that we would include under the world of nezikin? That we put under the world of Niske Mama. That up to now we had a Chakira, that to fit into the world of Mazikin, you have to have one of two criteria. What are the one of the two criteria? Either we have over here X or Y. In other words, well, why is the owner Chayav when he's short damages? Either because
Shia.
Either we have a Chayav of Shia, that there's negligence, and that's what's Bechayv the Tashlumin, or that Pshia is Shmira, or Mamun HaMatnei, we have an act of Nezek that relates back to the owner. Now, what we're dealing with the world of Shomrim, L'chora, we're not dealing at all with an act of Nezek. Namely, we're not talking over here about Shlichut Yad, when the Shomer goes, you know, he was given a keg of beer to watch over, and then he goes and drinks from it. That's not what we're talking about. Right, we're talking about where he was given a keg of beer, and then it turns up missing in action. You know, it's lost, it's missing. It's, you know, where it's he left it on the table, he left it in the subway. Something happened. But there's no maisa, there's no act over here. And so the question is it really meaningful to speak about pshia within the world of Shomrim, and how much exactly does that cover within the world of Shomrim? So. We just to summarize, you know, it's very, very briefly that we know that we have within the four Shomrim three categories in terms of Chiyuvim. Right, that the Shomer Chinam is only Chayev Hamshia, Shomer Sachar and the Socher, according to what we paskin, is Chayev Hamshia and Geneva Aveda. The Shaul is Chayev on everything except for Mesa Machmas Malacha. Now, l'chora, if we're going to be dealing over here with this category, right, that I borrow someone's lawnmower and lightning strikes it, so I'm chayev. Now, there's no ma'aseh nezek on my part, and this is defined as onus, right? This is something I couldn't have watched over. How does this fit into arba avos nezikin? What, you know, it's an av, the Torah speaks about it, but how does it fit into Nezek? It's nishtahir, nishtahir. I didn't do any ma'aseh Nezek. There's no pshia on my part. How does this fit into avos nezikin? So Rashi was, this bothered Rashi, and he relates to it in like this little sleeper Rashi. Those who have the bold print in Rashi, it's the bold print of v'ripui, v'sheves u'boshes. In the middle of that Rashi, there's a two dots, and Rashi points out, Kol Hanachter of Oshia, Hu Atzmo Mazik, all of these bemet are Avos Nizik, not just that we have Psukim, Hu Atzmo Mazik, what do we do with Arba Shomrim? The Hanach Dalet Shomrim, Hein Atzmam Hiziku, how? Hoil Velo Shamru Karaui. Okay, so Rashi helps us, and says that when we want to put the Arba Shomrim into the world of Nezikin, it's going to be Hoil Velo Shamru Karaui.
Namely, that Rashi is limiting the Av Mazik. This over here, this circle, is not the Av Mazik. This Shoel was Shomer Karoi, right? That's not what Rav Oshia is talking about. The question is, what is Rav Oshia talking about? Which Shomerim and to what degree? In other words, Rashi clearly is limiting. Which Rishon on the page doesn't limit? Well, there aren't that many Rishonim on the page. Which Rishon on the page does not limit, simply quotes the Dinim of Arba Shomrim without saying that, and puts them all, L'chora, under the rubric of Avos Nezikin? Tosfos. Right? Tosfos was bothered by a different issue. He was bothered by the order of Shomer Chinam, V'Hashoel, V'Nosei Socher, V'Asocher. So he points out that in terms of Dinim, Shomer Chinam Pater Min HaKolchus Min HaPshiah, Okay. However, Tosis appears that all of these four are come under the world of Avos Nezikin. How can all of these four come under the world of Avos Nezikin if we have a case at least which is neither Pshia nor Maisa Nezek? So I sent you to Gemara and Dafei Amid Aleph, in which the Gemara points out that there are other anomalies in terms of putting this, all these categories under Avos Nezikin. Right? The Gemara asks, Avos Michal Deika told us, El Rabchia Verav Oshia, Avos Michal Deika told us to the say in my new, what's the tolda of a Shomer Chinam? What's the tolda of a Shoel? Amar Avavahu Kulan Ki Avos L'shalem Imeitav. My Taima Asya Tachas Nesina Yishalem Kesef. Namely, that we can say that when Rav Chiya put them under Avos Nezikin, he didn't mean that these are the classic Avos of the Mishnah. What he meant was that here we have Tashlumin Ka'avos, just as Avos Nezikin, Shor, Bor, Mavah, Hever, Pei, Mimeitav, Ha'aretz, so, and we know that within the Torah we have those things that pay Benonis, those that pay Ziburis. Over here the Tashlum is Meitav because in the Arba Shomrim we have what word? Over and over and over, both by Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar, and by Shoel. So Rashi says over there, Yishalem, 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 and therefore we learn out, you know, that Meitav Sadeyu Yishalem, and so we have over here Gzeira Shava. That's all it means. But that's within Tosas. But Rashi, Lachora, that Rashi that we just read, tried to put them into Avos Nezikin. So the question is, what is included and what is not included? So the Kovet Shiurim that I sent you to posits that this is a Machlokes Rishonim in terms of the nature of Chiyuve Shomrim. Now again, we spoke this year, we're going to be coming up of Metzia. We've spoken about Chiyuve Mazik. The classic Chakira in the world of Chiyuve Shomrim is... starts off on the other end. The fact that someone else's property is under your control, the Torah assumes that you have a degree of achrayus, you have a degree of responsibility for that which is under your control. If it's under your control against the will of the owner, what do we call you? A ganav or a gazlan. Then what is your responsibility? Absolute, right? A ganav or a gazlan has to return the object. It's irrelevant if he's posheya. It's irrelevant if it's stolen, if it's lost, or if an onus occurs to it. That's the responsibility of a ganav or a gazlan. What if you have something under your control with the rishus of the owner? Namely, so then it depends upon what? What's your agreement with the owner? And the Torah speaks about four categories. Are you a Shomer Chinam? Are you a Shomer Sachar? Are you a Socher? Are you a Shoel? And that will determine the degree of your responsibility. The question is, leaving aside that degree of achrayus, that degree of responsibility that a Shomer has towards the owner, is there another factor as well? Is there also an underlying current of Pshia? Is that, in other words, is there also a din of mazik within the world in which you are you have an agreement with the owner, that his property is under your control, with his permission, and we said that that puts on you responsibilities. Is there something else? Well, why do you need anything else? The responsibilities are enough. So here we have the Rambam, Hilchos Schirus, the Yero Eli of the Rambam. In other words, you have two sides of the page. On the short side of the page, the Yero Eli of the Rambam, that we have a whole category of items on which Dinei Shmira do not apply. We have a whole category where we have karka, we have shtaros, we have avadim, to which the world of shmira do not apply. Dine shmira do not apply, chiyuve shmira do not apply, but the question is, but then, you know, do you have any responsibility for towards them? Yeroyali, says the Rambam, sh'im pasha hashomer ba'avadim v'kayotze bahem, namely in situations where there are no dine shmira, but there's a mitzius. There's simply a reality that someone else's property is in your hands. Chayav l'shalem. And as Rambam says, in that situation, even though there is the dinim of shmira do not apply, this chart doesn't apply, but the Rambam says, Yirali, it appears to me, the impasha, that there's negligence, there would be a chiyuv. She'ein patur ba'avadim ve'karkos u'shtaros ela midin. Gneva va'aveda u'meisa kayotze bahem. Di'im ha'yasham achino metaltum nigdu v'avdu ishava. Ba'avadim v'karkos v'shtaros pater mishvua. V'chein ha'yasham esachar v'shalim gneva va'aveda. V'metaltum pater mim v'shalim elu. Avalim pashaba chayav l'shalim. Because the Rambam sets up an axiom, kol ha'posheya maziku. And if it's mazik, it's irrelevant if you have a halachic connection, or you don't have a lachik connection. My nafgamina, if I am a shomer or I'm not a shomer, mazik am chayav to someone else's property, even if I'm not a shomer. Ve'ein hefresh bein din mazik karkula bein mazik metatlin v'din emesu l'mivinim v'chein ro'ui ladun. So, according to the Rambam, we have solved our problem. How would the Rambam learn Rav Oshia, who puts Arba Avos Nezikin under the rubric of, puts Arba Shomrim, I'm sorry, under the rubric of the world of Mazikin? What column is the Rambam referring to? Shia. Namely, that in the Chinami, this is certainly not part of Arba Avos Nezikin, but here we have a din, that Kol HaPosheya is Mazik. So it's irrelevant whether we have Dinei Shmira, we don't have Dinei Shmira, as long as we have a Metzius of Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar, how do I put over here, this is a Socher, or the Shoel, as long as I have such a Metzius that my property is under someone else's hands, Bereshus, he's Chayav, if he's Posheya, and that's why we're putting it under this world, yes?
So according to the Rambam, why would it matter to have all four of those? Why not just say Din Shomer, and then just have Shia Kal?
Because not everyone agrees with the Rambam. Because this is not agreed upon by everyone. That, in other words, there is a Rashi in Baba Metzia who would disagree. If you look at that Rashi in Baba Metzia, the Rashi is dealing with a tit for tat agreement, what Rav Hochstein would call a quid pro quo. Okay. When you have a quid pro quo. Okay. A quid pro quo. Yeah, I said it right the first time. A quid pro quo. Namely, shmor li ve'eshmor lecha. In other words, I'll watch, I have a baby, you have a baby. I'll take the baby today, you'll take the baby tomorrow. I'll watch your tomatoes today, you'll watch my tomatoes tomorrow. So the Gemara says, that's like a shamra sachar. Namely, I'm getting a return for my watching. No, I'm getting kilu a sachar that you're watching, and vice versa. So Gemara says, just a minute, but isn't this a case of shmira v'ba'alim, that we have a din of ba'ilav imo, that if the shomer is also an employee of the other side, then that serves as a ptur in such a situation. So why are we calling it a relationship of shomer sachar, where there's a ptur of ba'alav imo? So Rashi over there says, Shmira b'baylim hu ashmor li v'eshmor l'chakoy. That when we're dealing with, I want you to be my shomer chinam, and I'll be your shomer chinam, that we can consider to be a shmira b'baylim. Sheshnehem zeh b'melachto shel zeh. Each of them, kiviyachol, is working for the other one. Aval hashileni kel yecha v'ani ashil yilecha kel yai. If I make a deal with you, I'll lend you my rake, and you'll lend me your hoe, or shmorli v'ash yilcha, or I, you know, shmorli, do me a favor and watch my rake, and I v'ash yilcha, and I will lend you my hoe, or hashileni v'shmorcha. The moment that she'ela is in the picture, either on both sides or on one of the sides, ain't kan ba'alav shel chefetz b'malachto shel shomer. Shoel is different than all of the other types of shomrim, and the shoel is not considered to be an employee. It's not considered to be working for the other individual. Namely, within our question, what generates chiyuvim? So we saw that according to the Rambam, this column, Shia, is generated by a principle called Poshea Kamazik. That we have a chiyuv of Shia, we have a din of Shmira, and the Ishmira, the lack of Shmira, Shia, that's what generates these chiyuvim. What generates all the rest? L'chora, we pointed out at the very beginning, that in the world of Shmira, we have Dinei Achrayus. We have responsibility, like a Ganav has responsibility, a Gazlan has responsibility. So also, there are responsibilities. There's not a lack of Shmira, it's responsibilities, Dinei Achrayus. Comes along Rashi and says, this box over here is also part of Dinei Achrayus. Namely, the Shoel has no concept, there's no world of Shmira on the part of the Shoel, that if he watches properly, he's doing his malacha. If he's not watching properly, then he's Poshea. By a Shoel, the relation between a Shoel and the Mashil is one of Achrayus. Like by a Ganav or a Gazlan. Namely, it's pure responsibility without any shmira. It's not, you're not a watchman. In other words, you are using someone else's object, kol hana'a shelo, but it comes along with the total achrayus. And that achrayus stems is not only on onus, and certainly on gneva v'aveda, but even this shia is part of the world of achrayus. And therefore, there's no ba'alav imo. So, in other words, our Rashi in our sugya, who says that all of these shomrim are chayiv because hoyo velo shamru karoi, our Rashi l'chor is like the Rambam, that this entire category are arba shomrim, all are chayiv, each of them am shia. In terms of Mickey's question, why were they all mentioned? Because Rashi says we can't, Rashi and Baba Metzia says we can't put the shoel in this category. And Rashi Baba Metzia, how would he learn our Gemara? Maybe he'd learn it like Tosfos, that the connection to the world of Mazikin is the Tashlumen, is the Meitav. Because Shoel, according to Rashi in Baba Metzia, has nothing to do with Shmira Karoi. Shoel is purely a din of Achrayus. The question is, okay, so L'chora, everyone agrees that this category over here, the onus of the Shoel, is not Mazikin. Everyone, l'chora, agrees that the pshia of the shomer chinam and the shomer sachar is nezikin. We saw a disagreement on the pshia of the shoel. Is that nezikin or not? But what about geneva v'aveda of the shomer chinam? Well, in other words, what about geneva v'aveda of the shomer sachar? Is this an extension of pshia, shelo shamar karo'i? Or is this an extension of achrayus, that this is considered to be under his overall responsibility? It's nothing to do with pshia and his chayav. In other words, how do we understand this as a din of pshia, and then gneva aveda v'shamer sacha would also be an av mazik, or no? Maybe this is a din of achrayus. This is the context of the Kovet Shiurim. This is what Rav Elchanan Wasserman is talking about, that we have a din that sometimes Shomrim are responsible
on Baye Ro'a u'Baye Matzai. That if I give someone my loaf of bread to watch for me over Pesach, I'm not responsible. In other words, the owner am not over Baye Ro'a u'Baye Matzai, but the shomer will be over. But the question is, what kind of shomer are we talking about? It speaks about lo yireh l'cha, lo yimatzeh l'cha. In other words, it has to be yours. What kind of shomer would be viewed as a halachic owner? So we're dealing with a shomer l'chora who has achrayus. The achrayus would turn the shomer into a partial owner. So like a ganav or a gazman has kinyanig nev or kinyanig zela, a shomer also, if he has achrayus, the question is, what level of achrayus? So a shoel l'chora, that's like real achrayus. He, Shoel, would be responsible for Baye Ro'a Baye Matzai. The pshia of the Shomer Chinam, that's nothing to do with achrayus. That's a din of pshia, that's a din of mazik. That could be, you don't have to have any relationship at all to be chayav on pshia. The question is, would a Shomer Sachar be chayav on Baye Ro'a Baye Matzai? If I paid someone to watch my item, to watch my challah over Pesach, would he be chayav Baye Ro'a Matzai or not? Is his chiyuv an extended pshia, or is his chiyuv a watered down achrayus? Where is this chiyuv of Gneva Vaveda coming from? That's a machokas rishonim. It's a machokas rishonim in Pesachim. And this is what Rav Elchanan Wasserman points out, that their machokas is how to understand the din of Gneva Vaveda. For us, the Nachkamina would be in terms of Avos Nezikin. Avos Nezikin, Rashi, Bayas Pazdin, Hoel Velo Shamru Karo'ui. Shomer Chinam is Chayev Kaslo Shamar Karo'ui. Shomer Sachar is Chayev Amshia Kaslo Shamar Karo'ui. In terms of the Shoel, that's a machokas between the Rambam on one hand and Rashi on the other hand. And I sent you also to a Tosfos in Ksuvas that Tosfos agrees with the Rambam. The question is, what about Gneva Va'aveda? So that's this basic, that's the core of what this Kovet Shiurim is referring to. You're welcome to, you know, to read it through, but I think now you would understand it if you didn't understand it earlier. In our sugi, it appears to be only a nafgamina of categorization. Is this an avmazik or not an avmazik? Ech shalo yeh, the dinim are the same dinim. However, what Rav Elchanan Wasserman points out is that another nafgamina, leaving aside Baye Ro'a Baye Matzai, would be Matai Chal HaChiv. At what point is the Shomer going to be Chayev? If the Chiv is one of Pshia, at what point is he going to be Chayev?
When he does the Pshia,
when he's Mazik, right? Before that, he's not Poshea. But if it's one of Achrayus, when does he accept Achrayus? The moment he takes the object. And then, of course, you're going to have nafkaminas of things that happened in between. V'chulei, if the price of the item changed between the time that it was given to him and the time that it happened. In other words, that these are two different worlds, whether you're chayav mitzad Achrayus or you're chayav mitzad Nezikin. Again, within our sugya, to fit something into the world of Avos Nezikin, we have to say that the Chiyuv is one of Nezikin, not of Achrayus. And so, in other words, I really should have done this, I guess, in Technicolor, but we see that the only points of intersection of all of the Rishonim would be the Pshia of the Shomer Chinam and the Pshia of the Shomer Sochar. The moment we move to the Pshia of the Shoel, we have Machokas Rambam and Rashi Baba Metzia. I should say, Rambam and Rashi by us against Rashi in Baba Metzia. Rambam and Rashi by us and Tosos and Ksuvos against Rashi in Baba Metzia. When we're dealing with the Achrayus of the Shoel, that's certainly Lechora out of the realm of Avos Nezikin. In terms of the Gneva Aveda of the Shomer Sachar, that would be Taloi on the world of Baye Ro'a Baye Matzai. If the Shomer Sachar is Chayev in Baye Ro'a Baye Matzai because of Neva Va'aveda, that shows it's a din of Achrayus. It has nothing to do with the world of Shomer. If he's Patur, then the likelihood is that it's an extension of Pshia. Pshia is not enough to bring you into Baye Ro'a Baye Matzai, but it would be enough to bring you into the world of Avos Nezikin. Beseder? Okay. That's Adkan HaKofa Aleph.
Did he conclude yes. on this question?
Excuse me?
Did he conclude an answer on this question?
No. He pointed out, you know, he simply put everything on the table. He said, he began, Hine geder chiyuv achrayus linyan bayera yeshnam shitot chalukot. In other words, do you require chiyuv onsim, like to be a shoel? Or lehefach sogi the gamba chiyuv pshia. Or in the middle, you'd be chayav aneva v'aveda. So he didn't really quote anyone who said that pshia alone would be enough to make you chayav and bayera bayimatzi, that a shomer chinam would be chayav bayera matzi. Yitzchein, there is such a rishon, but I'm getting another psachim now, I don't recall, and he doesn't quote such a rishon. He basically deals with the world of Gneva Vaveda and the world of Pshia by the Shoel. That's where he moves into the Rambam and with the concept of Pashaya Kamazik and Rashi Bab Mentzia. Okay, yeah?
Would we apply Shmira or Achrayas in the world of Shoel Saveda?
So, a person who picks up an Aveda, there's a Machlokes Tanoim. Between Rav Yossi and the Rav Meir, what is his status? Is his status that of a Shomer Chinam? He's doing this, you know, where it's out of the goodness of his heart. Or a Shomer Sachar, that while he's being metapil with the object that he found, he's parted from giving tzedakah, what's called pruta de Rav Yosef. Namely, that he gets a certain financial benefit for being a Shomer, being a Shomer Aveda. Okay, so if he's a Shomer Chinam, well, you know, the Shomer Aveda would either be the Shomer Chinam or the Shomer Sachar. One of those two. The Seder. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara points out that we have Rav Oshia listing 13. V'tana didon maitaim ago tani hani bishlam ago Shmuel. According to Shmuel, the entire Mishnah is talking about Niske Mamon, when you're dealing with the world of a person's possessions, shor, bor, in other words, Mave Hever, we're talking about Shane and Regal, etc. So, Beniske Mamon Kamairi, Beniske Gufa Lo Kamairi. We don't bring man. Adam is not listed in our Mishnah, so Arba Shomrim are not going to be listed. Adam Hamazik, in terms of Chovel, is not going to be listed. Elul Rav, who brings in the world of Adam the Azik Shor in our Mishnah, that's Mave, according to Rav. So Tana Adam v'chol. So we answer Tana Adam v'chol milei da Adam. So Rav says I included all of this. All of these mazikin, all of these extra mazikin are all included under Mava. Or Rav Oshia name hatani le Adam. So Rav Oshia says tregav de Adam. Tana Adam da Azik Adam, which is what Rav Oshia added. V'tana Adam da Azik Shor, which is in the Mishnah. Ihachi shor nami listeni tregav ne shor listeni shor da azik shor listeni shor da azik adam. Again, we're not dealing over here with kofar. We're talking over here on the level of mazik, not on the level of misa. Haimai bishlama adam da azik shor nezeku de mishale adam da azik adam mishalim dalad dvarim ela shor mali shor da azik shor mali shor da azik adam idi vi idi nezeku de mishale. Okay, so the Gemara points out that in the world of Adam, I'm sorry for sticking with the blue, but it works, and so I feel good using something that works, okay? So in the world of Adam, we have Adam, the Azik Adam, well, we'll start, right, okay, Adam, the Azik Adam, and we have Adam, the Azik Shor, okay? And in this world of Adam da Azik Adam, that's what was added by Rav Oshia. How do we call in one word Adam da Azik Adam? What term does the Mishnah use? Yes? Chovel. What term do we use for Adam da Azik Shor?
Mazik.
Mazik. Right? This is the Rambam. Hilchos Chovel u'mazik. Right, that the Rambam puts all of this into Hilchos Chovel the Mazik, Adam the Azik Adam, Adam the Azik Shor. According to our Gemara, what's the difference, what's the distinction between Adam the Azik Adam and Adam the Azik Shor? Purely a din of Tashlumen. What does Adam the Azik Adam pay? Nezek, Tsa'ar, Ripui, Sheves, Boshes, Chamisha Dvar, and Adam the Azik Shor? Yes. Okay. Now, it appears to be a question of quantity of payments. I sent you to Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim says that the distinction is much, much deeper. It's much more conceptual, if you want to. The difference in Adam da'azik Adam and Adam da'azik Shor. What does Reb Chaim, or maybe I'll give you the background of Reb Chaim. If let's say, we're neighbors, and I go into your backyard, and I dig up your backyard as an act of bad neighborliness, okay? In other words, I am vandalizing your backyard, and we go to court, and you claim that I dug four holes in your backyard, and I claim, no, I only dug three holes in your backyard. Would there be a shvua of moda b'miktas in such a situation? So the Gemara points out that in the world of karka, we do not have a world of shvuos mida oraisa. We have a concept of shvua teset. We would have a shvua midrabanan. We would not have a shvua mida oraisa. There are many distinctions between shvua drabanan and shvua d'oraisa in terms of nikitat chefetz, putting your hand on a Sefer Torah, some other, or, you know, it's by Avraham and Eliezer and the Maisa Mila. In other words, you would have to need some Chefetz of Mitzvah, etc. And there's a differences in terms of Hipuch Shvua, if one of them can't take it. But there's no din of Shvua d'Oraisa in such a situation. The Rambam Paskins and L'chora, it's I think, a Mishnah in Shvuas, that if we have a fight, and we go to court, and you claim that I broke both of your arms, and I say, no, one of them was broken before I got to you. I only broke one of your arms. Then there is a shvua d'oraisa in such a situation, in the Me Too movement, right? In other words, if we have a situation which comes to court where the woman claims I was raped, and the husband, boyfriend, a former boyfriend, claims, no, you were seduced. In other words, this was with your agreement. And they disagree. Then in such a situation, there's a difference in terms of what is owed. In other words, he agrees that he owes something to the woman, but says that it was with her permission. And then there's a question, if it was rape, then there was tsa'ar. If it was pitui, then we don't view it as tsa'ar. The Gemara says there's a shvua moda b'miktsas midoraisa. The question is, what's going on? In the halachic world, a person and karka are one and the same. Namely, whatever we say, there's no shvua on karka, there's no shvua on avadim, on a human being, it's all one and the same. So why, if we have a disagreement in the world of Adam da Azik Shor, Adam, in other words, what I'm Mazik Mamon, then we say that there's a shvua of moda b'miktsas. But in the world of Adam da Azik Karka, there's no shvua of moda b'miktsas. But all of a sudden, in the world of Chovel, there is a shvua moda b'miktsas. What's going on? So on this, Reb Chaim points out that the nezek, which is paid in the world of Adam da Azik Shor, has nothing to do with a nezek which is paid in the world of Adam da Azik Adam. Conceptually, these are two different worlds. When I'm mazik ashore, when I damage property, what am I paying? I am paying for the hefset, for the chisara, what we call in English compensation. I am returning value. There was a window that was worth $100. I broke it, now it's worth a dollar. I owe $99 because that's the damage that I did to the window. Okay? However, Boshet, there's no Hefseid Mamon. Shevet, the person couldn't go to work, that's called Grumma. That's not a Hefseid Mamon, which I'm Chayev. Ripui, again, we're not dealing over here with a direct Hefseid Mamon. Tsa'ar, we're not dealing with Hefseid Mamon. Just as all of these are dinim of tashlumin, namely, to put it more elegantly, Gzeiras HaKasuv. The Torah says that I am chayav X, Y, and Z, even though there was no loss. In which I am chayav these payments, not as compensation, but as the Torah obligates me to pay the person who was damaged. So also this nezek is tashlumen. It's not hefseid mamon. Nafgamina, in the world of karka, I would pay compensation. I damage property. And on that compensation, there is no shvua. We have, in other words, you can't give a shvua on compensating karka. But this is not compensation. This is tashlumen. This is a separate category altogether. And in this category of tashlumen, there is a din of moda b'miktsas midoreis. So these are two worlds. And so when the Gemara distinguishes trei gafnei adam, adam da azik adam, but adam da azik shur, it's not just a question that here I have five payments and here I have one payment. These are two different worlds. Here I pay for the I fill in for that which I took away from the other person. And this nezek is a din of tashlumen. I don't even know what word to. It's my obligation. It's my halachic obligation to the nizak, just as tsar, rikui, shevet, and boshet are halachic obligations. So that's what the Reb Chaim points out. Lefiza nira, gam benezek chaluk din chabalot nishar nizke mamon. Shar nizke mamon chiyuvo hu amamon atzmo shifsido. Machmat chiyuv zem itchaye betashlumen hem chalife mamon shehifsid. In Achinami, and both of them are going to give the same chip, and both of them are going to give the same cash. But the cash that I'm giving in the world of Nizkei Mamon is compensation for that which I cause the individual to lose. It doesn't stem from the Chisaron, because we find that in the other Tashlumen, there's not necessarily a Chisaron. I'm not paying for a loss, I'm paying as an obligation. It's a question of menias revach. I didn't allow him to collect his wages, grama bi'alma, that in general the bipater. Rak the chabalos, gzera sakosov lechayevo. Okay? And so, therefore, we would have differences halachically. So the Gemara over here is really distinguishing not just between five and one, but between apples and oranges, between two totally. In other words, that what Reb Oshia added in was a totally separate category of damage. This said, okay, again, with the nafgamina being also the world of shvuas, moda b'miktsas.
What's the svara to differentiate specifically with regards to shvuos?
So I pointed out that in the world of shvuos, we do not view it as a hefsed, as a chisaron. Karka b'makama omedes. The land is there. In other words, it's not the same as breaking a window or breaking a vase, etc. That it's al pi din. I didn't really change your property. Your property is your property. The fact that I dug, and there was property, sometimes it's dug, sometimes it's not, but basically it's still there. And so there are chiyuvim, but we don't, you know, it's not on the same level as metaltalin. This over here, hefset chisaron, this compensation is by metaltalin. And so l'chora, by chovel, this nezek should not be considered to be anything that would be mechayev ashua. But since this nezek is not coming from compensation, it's coming as a gzeras akosa of tashlumen, on that there'll be a shvu midoraisa modem mikzos.
How would Mechayev relate to the fact that the Gemara refers to the difference as arba dvarim?
That's what the arba dvarim is, the code for tashlumen. Just as the arba dvarim are of a different nature, so also the nezek is of a different nature. In other words, that's what, again, Reb Chaim wasn't coming to explain our Gemara. Reb Chaim was coming to explain a Rambam in Hilchos Shvuos. That's Hilchos 20 V'nitan is basically the world, that's the Hilchos Shvuos. But within the world of within our Gemara, just to understand that according to Reb Chaim, the distinction is a much deeper distinction that has its roots. That the root of the payment is from a different root. So the Gemara then continues by pointing out Ela Shor Mali Shor Da Azik Shor Mali Shor Da Azik Adam. That in both of those cases we have the same form of payment. Idividi nezeku de meshalei. Tov. Here we have basically on the Gemara that we saw a moment ago, Tana Shor Da Azik Shor. Rashi over there points out, Klomar Niske Mamon, that our Mishnah, the Tana of our Mishnah, the four cases that he gave, included Niske Mamon, and the Mave is the Adam de Azik Shor. Klomar Niske Mamon, the Hamave Dumia de Bor Katani, U Bor Lomairi Beniske Adam, de Rachmana Patre Legamre. Kiditanya lakaman, shor velo adam, hamor velo kelim. Adam da azik shor, hecha ksiv, de kari le'av, de ksiv, makay nefesh behema, yishal mena. In other words, in order for us to posit that the adam of our Mishnah is an av, we need a pasuk. So we have a pasuk. In order for us to limit it to adam da azik shor, velo da azik adam, so here we have the Hekesh to the world of Bor. Just as in Bor, we're not dealing with Niskei Adam, so also Mave is not dealing with Niskei Adam. What over here does Tosfos Ben Peretz point out is Lechora a certain fallacy within Rashi? What's the halacha? If I dug a pig in a pit in Rishus Harabim, and you wake up in the morning, and you're walking to shul, and you slip and fall into my pit, and you break your leg. Is that really the halacha? Let's look together for a minute on Daf Kaf Ches Amud Beis. That's what appears to be the halacha according to Rashi. Correct. But if you look on Daf Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara points out at the very, very top that we pointed out that a tolda of Bor is Avno Sakino Umaso, right? Miboro Lamadnu. V'kulan amikorei bahem shor velo adam, chamor velo kelim. And it's irrelevant if someone fell into a pit or he tripped over an oven that I put in the Rishus HaRabim. V'hane mile linyan katala avo linyan nezikin, right? Adam linyan nezikin, Adam chayav, kelim patur. That is a tremendous difference, in other words, between Adam and kelim. We say that a boar, we have shor velo Adam, v'chamor velo kelim. That a boar is patur on kelim, on vessels that were being carried by a shore. That's talking about the world of nezikin. When we say shor velo Adam, we mean that if a person tripped and fell into a pit and died, then the owner of the pit is patur. If someone tripped over a stone and died, then the owner of the stone is patur on the death. However, if he broke his leg, he's chayiv. Right? The hane milian katala avo le'in nezikin adam chayiv kelev patur. That's the difference between adam and kelev. That the boar is patur on nezikim of kelim, but it's chayiv on nezikim of adam. And so, how in the world did Rashi? Was Rashi Medayek that we're learning out Mave from Bor. Just as Bor lo mayubiniske Adam, Rachmana patre legamre, shor velo Adam, chamor velo kelim, so also the Adam in the Mishnah is not talking about Azda Azik Shor. That's not true. The Bor in our Mishnah is Mechayev on Niske Adam. And so maybe Mave means that you're Mazik and Adam, not that you're Mazik kelim. So this is the question of Tosfos Ben Peretz. Pirish bekuntris masnisin mayri v'adam da'azik shor dumya debor de mayri v'adam da'azik shor haksiv gabe bor shor v'lo adam. So that's the quote from Rashi. So here Tosfos Ben Peretz points out af al gav de benezikin mi'a mechayev b'chom mi'a mechayev. that in the world of Nezikin, a bor is chayiv on niskei adam. So what Rav Tosef ben Peretz has to fall back on is mikol makom ikar bor dikra mayri b'misa. Right, that the Torah is speaking about an animal falling into a pit and the animal dying, and then vamesi elo. In other words, that's what the bor is talking about. Usvarahu de katani shor dumia de ikar bor. Okay, so this is, I don't know, I'm not thrilled with the answer, but you should be aware, at least even though I don't know how far we're going to get in terms of Niske Bor, in terms of our mutual learning together, and if you're not going to learn the Masechta with Chesky, so I don't know if you're going to get to it, but you should just be aware that when we say Shor Velo Adam, it doesn't mean what appears from Rashi, as Simon said, that the Bor that we're speaking about is part of Niske Adam. The Bor is really high on Niske Adam. Yes?
Isn't it possible that Pashtun Rashi is more like the second answer we're in regard? Because the Rashi is only meaning to say that what the Gemara is doing here is saying the Mishnah's Bor means to say Bor da Azik, sure. Not that Bor in general is only high by Niske.
That's very possible. Okay. It's possible, right? There are two answers, but I was more concerned with the question than the answers. Okay, the answer is what one can give. Okay, so that's what we have over here in terms of that which Rav Oshia added. Then we move over Tana Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia wants to distinguish Estrin va'arba avos nezikin, that there are 24, not 13, but 24. And he adds to the list Tashlumei Kefel, Tashlumei Dalad Vehei, Ganav Gazlan, Edim Zomamim, Onesim Afata, Motzi Shemra, Metamei Menasech, and then plus 13, altogether you get to 24. Okay, so here we have to think for a moment the same question that we had on Rav Chia. Fine, all of these have psukim in the Torah, but are all of these cases of mazik? Are all of these situations of mazik? So if you recall, I think it was only last year, we saw a Rav Chaim in Hilchos Gezela v'Aveda, that Reb Chaim pointed out that we find the halacha that a person is not responsible for the nezek that was done by his Eved, because he's a Bar Da'as, because he's a Yevsher L'Shomro, that we find that halacha dafka in Hilchos Geneva v'Aveda, as opposed to finding it where we would expect it. And the reason that it was put in a place which we wouldn't expect it is what reason? You know, it's what was... what was posited over there?
Geneva's type of mazik.
To point out that in the world of Geneva, not only do we have unique halachos that apply specifically to Geneva and Gzela, like the world of Hashava, like the world of Kefil, like the world of Dalet Vehei, but also we have an underlying current of mazik, that the keren, which is paid, the basic payment which is paid, is really paid because of mazik. And then on top of that, we have unique halachos. And sometimes the unique halachos fall off, like in the world of Eved, but the basic dinim remain. That's what Reb Chaim posited. In other words, now that we saw on the board, we have something similar in the world of Shomrim, that we had a new world of Shomrim, a special dinim of Shomrim, and in Yitachin, according to the Rambam, we have an underlying din of mazik, that even when the unique halachos don't apply, we can still apply the basic din of mazik. That mazik is this underlying, under foundational chiyuv, which we find even in unique halachos, like Geneva, Gzela, Shomrim, Becholzot, we have a din of mazik. Mazik goes through everything, and that fits very, very beautifully into the Braisa, except what's listed over here in the Braisa? Esrim v'arba avos nezikin, tashlumei kefel, tashlumei arba chamisha, ganav gazla.
Seems like both listed.
So had the Braisa simply said Ganav and Gazlon, what would we have said? Are we referring to what aspect?
The Keren.
The Keren of Ganav, the Keren of Gazlon. You're paying for the loss you caused the individual, right? That you hurt him and you're paying for it. And that is the Chiyuv of Mazik. There was an act on your part of Hezek that you hurt another individual. But Kefel, Dalat Vehei, those are unique halachos of Geneva and Gzela. That have nothing to do with Mazik. That's exactly what Reb Chaim pointed out. The din of Mazik can be found when you strip away all the unique dinim. But the unique dinim are the unique dinim. Namely, the same issue that we had by the Arba Shomrim. And we had to point out, we're talking about the column in Arba Shomrim of Poshea. We're not talking about the unique halachos of Ones. Gneva Aveda is a question, is that a supta Poshea or not, or a watered down Achrayus? But we're not talking about that. We're not talking about the unique halachos. We're talking about the core of Mazik. So over here, why in the world, according to Reb Chaim, would, if he's assuming that what he's writing is correct, why would we have Reb Chiya writing Tashlume Kefel v'Tashlume Dalad Vehei? Which Rishon on the page was sensitive to this? My humble opinion. Humble opinion. It's either the Rabbeinu Chananel or Tosfos or Rashi, no? In other words, I'm not aware that there's a Tosfos here, and not aware there's anything Rabbeinu Chananel. But if we look in Rashi together, no? Dibur Hamaschil Viganov. Shemeshalem Alpi Atzmo, Ve'eno Meshalem Kefel, Ela Keren Bilvad, Ukagon Shehoda Me Atzmo, the Moda Biknas Patur, Kidda Amrinan Asher Yashiun Elohim Yeshalem Shnayim. Hainu Knas, Vamrinan Perk Maruba, Pratle Marshia Es Atzmo. And Rashi goes out of his way to say that what does the Ganav of this list of Rabbi Chiya refer to? Karen, but under what circumstance? When, in other words, it refers to a very, very, very specific case where you only pay Karen. Where do we find the Ganav only paying Karen in a case where he were to go to the court, like George Washington, I cut down the cherry tree, I stole, right? And then we know that there's a din of Moda Biknas Patur, and so he's Patur from Kefel, and he pays the Karen, and that's the case of Ganav. What pushed Rashi to set it up in that manner? So, Rashi could have said that Kefel is the second payment, and Ganav is the first payment. What pushed him to set up that Ganav is specifically a case of Karen where there is no Kefel? What does that allow us then to do in terms of understanding Kefel? Now looking back,
we can leave the Karen on the table when we said Kefel.
Nachon, excellent. Okay. In other words, that Rashi says you can read the Mishnah as follows. Esrim va'arbavos nezikin. Tashlume Kefel, not the double, the Karen of Tashlume Kefel. Tashlume dalad vehei, the Karen of Tashlume dalad vehei. Ganav means in a situation where there's only Karen and not Kefel and dalad vehei. The Gazlan, it's only Karen. Namely, that Rashi by putting the Ganav into a straitjacket, what he did was he gave us the ability to understand the entire Mishnah on the level of Karen. That we have a Karen when there is a Kefel, we have a Karen where there is a Dalad Vehei, we have a Karen where there's no Kefel and Dalad Vehei, and we have and those are the cases. The Karen would be the Mazik, but to say that. Because the alternative of saying that the Kefil is the Mazik, that Dalet Behe is the Mazik, is very difficult, yes?
But the Gemara itself goes on to say the difference between these two brises is Reb Chiya is talking about Knas.
Knas would be, meaning that the Knas is in the picture. That's the Chiddush, that even when we have a din of Kefil, don't view the Kefil as one unit of Kefil, view the Kefil as being made up of Mammon and Knas. In other words, that rather, that's exactly what Reb Chiya is adding to us. Don't think that Kefil is a separate category, has nothing to do with the world of Mazik. Kefil is made up of Nezek and Kefil. That's his Chiddush. That's exactly what Reb Chiya is telling us. That's the addition of Kefil and Darei. Ganov and Gazlan, there we're dealing with the Keren, when it stands on its own. And that would be in certain situations. But Gazlan all the time, in terms of Ganov, only when he's Moda Biknas. I think you could say something Reb Chaim is wrong. And the Kefil and Dalet Vehei, according to Reb Chiya, are dinim of Nezek, that we have an expanded Nezek. But the Chori is very correct. Those are unique halachos within Ganav and Gazla. They have nothing to do with Nezek, yes?
Wouldn't it be much simpler to just say one category of Karen de Ganav and Gazla? Instead of listing it three times to stress the point that it's all extra?
Except that the Rambam can again, we're not learning Meruba currently, but Ganav and Gazla, the Rambam brought not as Hilchos Geneva Vigzela, and then separately Hilchos Aveda. He brought Hilchos Geneva, and then Hilchos Gzela Vaaveda. And he points out that we don't have Malchos either by Ganav or by Gazlan, but for totally different reasons. We don't have Malchos by Ganav because it's a Lav Anita L'Tashlumen. And we don't have Malchos by Gazlan because it's a Lav Anita L'Asei. In other words, that here you have a din of a heshivis hagzela, like by Aveda. In other words, that really these are different types. In other words, we can have a tashlumen of Karen, but it could have a different form of a tashlumen. Okay? In one of them, the tashlumen would be a tashlumen per se, in the other, it would be a substitute for hashava, and therefore they could be listed as two different avos, just as the Rambam put them in two different sets of halachos, so we'd have two different avos. Okay. Now we move over, with your permission, to Edim Zomimim. What's the issue that Rishon on the page raises in terms of Edim Zomimim? What's the classic, those of you who learned Makos, what's the classic halacha, classic paradox, classic uniqueness of Eid Zomim, which basic halacha?
He doesn't get punished for what actually is followed through.
That if it's already kasher osa, fafalim. We only punish the Eid Zomim in the case of kasher zoma, when his scheme is on the table, but his intentions have not been followed through. And so if Eid Zomim is being chaya for his intentions, how does that fit into the world of Nezikin? Nezikin means we're talking over here about a damage, about a loss, about compensation. Nothing was done. Why should Eid Zomim be chayav? Why should it be called an Av Mazik if nothing was done? Because if something was done, it's no longer a din of Eid Zomim. That's the question that's on the table. And here we have a Machlokas Rishonim as to what our sugya is relating to. A machlokas between Tosus and the Rashba, and then Tosus himself is divided into two. So, what basically does Tosus say? What is our sugya talking about? What type of Eid Zomim? Kasher Asa. We're dealing with a case where not only was there a scheme, but it appeared to work. It appeared to work. It was Kasher Asa. Bezdin was Mechayev, the individual, money, based on false testimony, and then afterwards the Edim were found to be false, and even though in the realm of Nefashos there would be no Kasher Zomam in this case, however, in the realm of Mamonos we do find the payment. That's Tosus's pas. Why distinguish between Mamonos and Nefashos, we'll see, is the Machlokas Rishonim. Who is the other side of the equation? Who holds differently? Look at the Rashba over here on Daf Hayim at Aleph. Edim Zomimim Dimamono Hulis. Then we're going to come to a Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. What is the nature of the payment of Eid Zomim? Is it Knas or Mamon? Says the Rashba, Da'afilu lo shilem korile mamona, mishum da'asu lafsude mamona. In other words, that we're dealing over here, what is the Eid Zomim referring to within the Braisa of Rabbi Chiya?
Before.
Lo Shile. Lo Shile. We're dealing on the level of the scheme, but that is still called Nezikin. That is still called Mamona. And we'll have to see why. Namely, we have a not everyone agrees with the Ri and the Riva. The Ri and the Riva are tremendously machudash. That the whole din of Kasher Zaman below Kasher Asa only applies to Nefashos and not to Mamonos. The Rashba says, no, that's a rule in Eid Zomim. And we're dealing over here with the classic Eid Zomim of the scheme. But even though there was no payment, we're going to call it the realm of Nezikin, and he explains why, and we're going to have to understand what he's writing why. Okay? So let's take it, since the Tosfos is on the page and the Rashba is not. First, we'll try and go through the 2 days of Tosfos, then try to return to the Rashba, and then to see how they fit all of them fit into the Machlokas of Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Okay, so let's start with the Riva. What is the Riva explaining to us? Why would Mamonos be an exception? Why in the world of Mamonos, even in a case of Kasher Asa, would there be a payment, if in the world of Nefashos there wouldn't be a payment?
You can still return it.
And therefore? And therefore, I mean, what's the therefore? You're 100% correct. That's the Tosas uses.
There doesn't need to be an innovate. Like,
we see it as if it hasn't happened yet.
No, so that which would already.
That in the world of Nefashos, we move from Kasher Zamam to Kasher Asa, and as you pointed out, that's an irreversible move. The Kasher Zamam is concluded the moment Kasher Asa. The moment that we have an act on the table, we now view this as an act rather than a thought. The thought is only until there's an act. The moment there's an act, the thought is irrelevant. Mashenkin, in the world of Mamonos, because it's reversible, what remains in the Kasher Zamam? I mean, what remains in the Kasher Asa?
Also
the Kasher Zamam. Namely, the thought is still there, because it could be that the Kasher Asa will be reversible, and then we'll be left with the Kasher Zamam. In the case of Nefashos, there is no reversibility. The moment we move over to Kasher Asa, then the Kasher Zamam, which was a previous condition, is no longer relevant. Mashenkin, in the world of Mamonos, the Kasher Zamam remains relevant. So it's true. The Drasha is Kasher Zamam. We're fulfilling the punishment, Kasher Zamam. The Kasher Asa of Mamonos does not undercut, does not undermine the Kasher Zamam. The payment is Kasher Zamam, even when you have a case of Kasher Asa. That's in the world of Mamonos. In the world of Nefashos, the moment we hit Kasher Asa, there's no longer Kasher Zamam on the table.
They do
not get killed. In other words, they're chayav b'dinei shamayim, but they're not going to get the punishment of Misa. The Ri disagrees. Ri mefarish to lo tzarech lahay taima. That's a very, very sophisticated conceptual ta'am that the Riva is giving. There's no need to go to such sophistication, but rather, what simply do we have in the world of Mamonos that we don't have in the world of Nefashos? Kal v'chomer. We have a kal v'chomer. We have a din of onshin min hadin, that if you're chayev for scheming, kal v'chomer, you're chayev for carrying out the punishment. We don't say that by nefashos, because ain't onshin min hadin. We have a limitation on our logic in the world of nefashos. We have no limitation on our logic in the world of mamonos. In the world of mamonos, onshin min hadin. And so therefore, we're going to have different conclusions whether we're dealing with the world of Mamonos or the world of Nefashos. Namely, the difference between the Riva and the Ri is why do you pay in the world of Mamonos when you have a case of Kasher Asa? According to the Riva, because every Kasher Asa in Mamonos is still a Kasher Zama. According to the Ri, you're paying for Kasher Asa. You're paying mitzad the din of Kal v'chomer. The Rashba, we pointed out, disagrees. Now we have to understand the Rashba. Okay, but let's try and understand all three Shitos within the world of Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham. We have this world of Eid Zomim. We have over here the Chachamim, and we have Rabbi Akiva. In terms of how to categorize the chiyuv of Eid Zomim. Eid Zomim is chayuv in the world of Mamonos. It's called by Reb Chiya an Av Mazik. According to Chachamim, what you have over here is a case of Mamama. According to Rabbi Akiva, what we have over here is a world of Knossa. The nafkamina, of course, between Mamana and Knossa is a case of Modeh. If we're dealing with an admission of guilt, it'll remove the chiyuv of Knas, it won't remove the chiyuv of Mamana. What is this case of Eid Zomim? According to the Rashba, we're dealing with the case of we're dealing with the case of Kasher Zama. According to the Rashba, we're dealing with a case where these Edom Zomamim were nipped in the bud, right? Nipped in the bud. Where they were nipped in the bud, right? They had schemed to be Machayev, two Edom come and said that Reuven broke Shimon's window. And before they were found to be false witnesses, Bezdin said, Reuven is now Chayev. Kasher Zama, right? And so we say that now, when these Edom are found to be Zomamim, they have to pay. Even though Reuven didn't pay. Correct? That's the case of the Rashba. We're dealing with a situation, according to the Rashba, where they didn't pay. Aval pi shelo shilem. Reuven didn't pay. What would you say? Is this Knasa or Mamana? The fact that the Edom Zomamim have to pay, even though Reuven, the person that they were scheming against, didn't pay. Chora, we certainly understand Rabbi Akiva according to the Rashba, right? What does the Chachamim Shita mean according to the Rashba? So the Rashba says, "Va'afilu lo shilem kari le mamona, mishum da'asu la'afsude mamona." Why is this Ka'asher Zamam Mamona, according to the Rashba, according to the Chachamim, according to the Rashba, the Asu L'Afsude Mamona.
That's what they're trying to do.
That's what they're trying to do, and therefore, what is the issue? So why does Rabbi Akiva call it Knasa? What over here is the Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim? So Rav Lichtenstein learned the sugya. He distinguished between two questions. One question is, Lama Eid Zomim Meshalem? And the second question is, Ma Eid Zomim Meshalem? Why is the Eid Zomim paying? And what is he paying? The Rabbi Akiva asked the question, why is he paying? After all, the bottom line is he didn't cause any damage. So he's paying as a knas. But that's not the question that the Chachamim asked. They asked not why is he paying, but what is he paying? And what is he paying? He's paying that which he tried to cause the person to lose. So that's Mamana. Namely, what is he paying is Mamana. Why is he paying? After all, that he didn't actually cause the loss. That's Kenasa. So the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva is a machlokas in terms of what is our perspective. But each of the sides makes sense. Why is he paying? What is he paying? Now let's move over to the Riva. According to the Riva, we're dealing with a case of you're paying for Kasher Zomam in a case of Kasher Asa. There was an actual payment. There was an actual payment. Right, Reuven really paid the money, and then the Edom Zomamim were caught. What's the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva according to the Riva? L'chora, the same question. Why is he paying? According to the Rivoa, why is he paying?
He loves it.
Because of kasher zamam or kasher asa. Why is he paying? No, why is he paying? Again, according to the Riva, why is he paying? He's only paying because of kasher zamam. That continues even in the case of kasher asa. Why is he paying? He's paying for his scheme. To pay for your scheme, that's a knas. What is he paying? He's paying the mamam that he actually caused to be lost. In other words, but again, he's paying for the kasher zamam. The problem is when we get to the Ri. Okay, we get to the Ri, he says that you're paying because of kasher asa as a kal v'chomer. If the eid zomim by nefashos pays for kasher zamam, in mamanos we have a kal v'chomer, you're paying for kasher asa. So now, if we ask, why is he paying? Kasher asa, mamam. What is he paying? This is very difficult according to the Ri. Okay? It was that when the Ri said, Lo tzarcha haitaima, why did the Riva have to go to such a sophisticated reason that we have a kasher zamam within the kasher asa that can be fulfilled if it's reversed? Simply say kal v'chomer. The answer is the kal v'chomer will help us in Daled Amud Beis. The kal v'chomer won't help us to understand the machlokes chachamim and Rabbi Akiva. Okay, we pass on like chachamim, but still, you know, we want to understand Rabbi Akiva. So that remains l'chara difficult. What's Rabbi Akiva shita according to the Ri? According to the Riva, everything is beautiful. According to the Rashba, everything is super beautiful. Okay, so we have over here this machlokes. We'll stop over here, even though it's 2 minutes to one, and I heard that Rabbi Lichtenstein would have continued until 1:20, but Rabbi Lichtenstein didn't have Rabbi Bienenfeld coming in at 1:00. Okay, so we'll stop over here. What we left, and I don't want to do it in 2 minutes, even though maybe I could, we left Rashi. Rashi, in other words, the question we pointed out, what's the difference between the Chacham and Rabbi Akiva? Mode biknas. So there's a question, and Rashi gives a whole kimta of what's the mode biknas. I sent you to the Tosus Rid. The Tosus Rid, generally, you should know, works off of the Mora. The Mora of the Tosus Rid was Rashi. It was a spiritual Mora. That's how he calls Rashi the Mora, that he quotes Rashi and asks a very powerful question on Rashi. And so we'll have to try and answer Tosus Rid's question. And then we'll move over into the world of Manasseh. I'll give you Mar Makomos.
Is there anyone that says that kasher asa is based on the